Srimad Bhagavad Gita, chapter 9, the most confidential knowledge, text number 7. Sarva Bhutani Konteya Prakritim Yanti Mamikam Kapashe Punastani Kapado Vishrijamyaham Sarva Bhutani. All created entities. Konteya, O son of Kunti, Prakritim, nature, Yanti, enter, Mamikam, my, Kapa Shaye, at the end of the millennium, Punaha, again, Tani, all those, Kapado, in the beginning of the millennium, Vishvijami, create. Aham, I. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. O son of Kunti, at the end of the millennium, all material manifestations enter into my nature. At the beginning of another millennium, by my potency, I create them again. Purport. The creation, maintenance, and annihilation of this material cosmic manifestation are completely dependent on the supreme will of the personality of Godhead. At the end of the millennium means at the death of Brahma. Brahma lives for 100 years, and his one day is calculated at 4,300,000,000 years of our earthly years. His night is of the same duration. His month consists of 30 such days and nights, and his year of 12 months. After 100 such years, when Brahma dies, the devastation and annihilation takes place. This means that the energy manifested by the Supreme Lord is again wound up in himself. Then again, when there is a need to manifest the cosmic world, it is done by his will. Bahushyam. Although I am one, I shall become many. This is the Vedic aphorism. Chandogya Upanishad 6.2.3. He expands himself in this material energy, and the whole cosmic manifestation again takes place. Sarabhutani Konteya Prakritim Yanti Mamakam Kapashe Panastani Kapado Vishrijamyaham. O son of Kunti, at the end of the millennium, all material manifestations enter into my nature. At the beginning of another millennium, by my potency, I create them again. Here, Lord Krishna is taking responsibility for this cosmic manifestation, that it doesn't come out of nothing. And it's not going on by chance, according to him. As he says, according to the demons say, asatyam apratishtam te jagarahur nishvaram aparashparam sambhutyam kimanya kamahaitukam. The demons say that that this whole world is unreal. It has no foundation, it has no God in control. It's produced of sex desire and has no other cause than lust. In other words, everything is just happening by chance. But Krishna doesn't say that. He takes firm responsibility for all the creations. Now, someone may doubt Krishna's integrity. Sometimes they ask other religions, if God is all good, why does a little baby 2 weeks old die? What did that little baby do? What kind of sinful activity did that little baby do to cause it to die? Why is God so cruel? So if God is so cruel, then he couldn't be a good God. And therefore, even if it wasn't God, we wouldn't worship him anyhow. Because he's worse than the devil. Because of not knowing the full philosophy of Krishna consciousness, people don't know what the law of karma is or how it works. They don't know how they're taking, what kind of body they're enjoying and how it's pushing them in different directions according to their past activities, and how the very material existence is in defiance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And therefore, because we've chosen to forget about him, because we're imagining so many things about him, the material nature is providing all these different opportunities to forget Krishna. That for the devotee, Krishna helps the devotee remember him all the time and gives him knowledge so he can understand him correctly and helps him forget all material conceptions. And for the non-devotee who wants to forget Krishna, Krishna helps the non-devotee forget him and gives him so much information to justify his forgetting and helps him remember so many other things which are incorrect, or so many illusions and misconceptions. Krishna constantly reminds the non-devotees about these things as a supersoul, arranges through the material nature so that one can forget Krishna forever. Now people don't realize, as Prabhupada writes in the Bhagavad Gita, that forgetting Krishna is the greatest sinful activity. This is almost inconceivable to people. This is in chapter 7, text number 28. The impersonalists do not know that forgetting their constitutional position as subordinate to the Supreme Lord is the greatest violation of God's law. Unless one is reinstated in his own constitutional position, it is not possible to understand the Supreme Personality or to be fully engaged in his transcendent loving service with determination. The impersonalists do not know that forgetting their constitutional position as a subordinate to the Supreme Lord is the greatest violation of God's law. And therefore the material nature is always putting us into difficulty, because it's simply we've forgotten Krishna. Now, such a simple thing, people will think, well, that's ridiculous. Why? Just forgetting God, we're in so much difficulty. Well, that's because we chose. We choose to do that. In other words, if we don't want to realize or recognize God, then we have to be put in forgetfulness, because God's everywhere. All his energies are everywhere. He's controlling everything. So if we don't like that, then we have to be put into illusion. So what kind of illusion we're put into? We're put into a material body with a material mind, intelligence, and false ego. And we're allowed, according to the laws of material nature, to do what we want. That is, we can choose who to associate with, who to hear from. Of course, these are also somewhat conditioned by our past activities. But that's because we're conditioned, because we want to forget Krishna. Now, as soon as we remember Krishna, then our determination can be changed. And if we don't want to remember Krishna, then we keep simply following the ways of life and the three modes of material nature, because there's nothing else. If God is everywhere and he's controlling everything, then what choice do we have? Either we recognize that or we don't. And if we choose not to recognize it, that's where we are now. And if you're going to blame God, but why? God is not saying, forget me. We're saying, I want to forget God. We don't want to forget Krishna. So Krishna simply fulfills our desire. Now, why do we want to forget Krishna? Because we want to imagine that we're the center, we're something very important. And in the spiritual world, it's not going to happen. Even here, it doesn't happen either. How many people in Slovenia think any one of us is super important? And what could we do in this lifetime? Maybe if we assassinate the prime minister or something, we might get our name in the newspaper for a day. Other than that, what are we going to do to get anyone to recognize us here? Absolutely, there's nothing we could do. We're insignificant. And whatever we do, we're going to remain insignificant. But we don't like that. We want to be the lights to shine on us, people to chant our glories, have our photo on their desk to worship. So we want to take Krishna's position. And of course, we may not think that, oh, I'm just innocent. You know, I have my wife and children, my pet dog on my desk, you know, because they worship me. If my wife files for a divorce and my dog bites me, their picture is going to be off my desk. It's only because of the relationship to worshiping me. And it's not even me, it's my gross and subtle material bodies, which have nothing to do with me. But because I think they have something to do with me, therefore I think I have something to do with all these other things too. So in other words, we're living in a dream, and we'd rather not wake up until one makes the a determination to become Krishna conscious, and then one can gradually wake up and realize that we're not now, nor can we ever be the center of the universe. We're completely dependent 100% on Krishna, and we can't do anything unless Krishna arranges it here, either in the material or with the spiritual energy. When we become manifested again in our spiritual bodies, then naturally we want to serve Krishna as devotees, and that's our real existence. That's our normal existence. It's not that we ever become independent, but in our normal existence, we want to serve Krishna. And here, we want to forget him, and we want to serve our body. So it's not that we don't have some superior to serve, because we're tiny, we always have some superior. But now we have this big, gross, and subtle body to serve, thinking ourselves independent, but actually we have no independence. Our only independence is either we can choose to serve in the material world, or we can serve in the spiritual world. That's our only independence. Here, when we serve in the material world, we're always in anxiety that something bad is going to happen to us. But it's already happened to us. That's why we're in the material world. We don't have to worry about anything bad happening to us, because it's already bad. Just being in the material world is bad. And any attempt to go back to the spiritual world, that's good. Everything else is bad. Now, who's going to accept that? Only people who have some knowledge can accept that. Otherwise, people will think you're crazy. We're having a great time here. Don't bother us. We're the center. We're from Slovenia. We're the nicest country in the world. We may not be the most powerful, but we're the nicest. We have the best air, the biggest best mountains. So we're the best, actually. Small but beautiful. So everyone will think like that wherever you are. And your house is nice. Your children is nice. I got the best dog in the block. He loves me. So many things, but it's all wrong because it's not ours. We don't manifest these things. It's all going on by Krishna's arrangement. And unless we become Krishna conscious, then we're just wasting our time. Now here it says how Krishna is manifesting whole universes. So if he can manifest the universe, I guess he can manifest our little existence also. So we shouldn't think, well, you know, it's too much. How could he manifest the whole universe or universes? It's just too big. He's too big. He shouldn't be so big. Maybe he's a monopoly. Maybe he should break up his monopoly. We don't agree with monopolies. He should hand over some power to, you know, to someone else. He's just too big. Well, that's all enviousness. So if we're envious of little people in this world, what to speak of the big person? How much more envious are we actually of him? So that's our main thing. If we just give up our enviousness of him, then everything else will be perfect. We simply agree to accept ourselves as his instruments in subordination and utilize his energies in his service, then our spiritual lives will become perfect. So I'll stop there. Thank you. Any questions, comments?
So Maharaj, you were speaking about the Krishna's integrity. Sometimes I speak with people, not very much, but it's difficult, you know, they read books, they read Bhagavad Gita or also Bhagavatam, and they just cannot accept Krishna as a God figure, you know, that it's too, the idea, because his integrity is like dancing with the girls, and I was just listening to the lecture of Prabhupada. He said that Krishna didn't want, he said, I will not fight in this war, but at the same time he accepted the post of a charioteer of Arjuna, so he was obviously going to have some part in this battle. But I was just thinking how can I present these people, Krishna, in such a way that maybe they can accept him a little bit.
Generally speaking, we don't present Krishna dancing with the gopis. It's our first line of philosophy. Other than that, you know, our philosophy, you know, even that, if you take it step by step, it's undeniable. For instance, he explained how the body's changing, but we're not changing. Who can deny that? But they don't want to hear that. Mm. Or if they do want to hear it, then at least they take one step towards understanding. And then you're under control. Time is controlling everything. And nothing's controlling time. The whole universe is controlled by time, but nothing is controlling time. Time is completely independent. So you're under God's control, whether you like it or not. Now, what kind of God do you think it is that's controlling everything with such precision, such intelligence? It must be a person. Now, tell me who that person is. And if he's controlling everything, it means he must be aloof from all these things. So his existence is beyond our comprehension, because our only experience right now is in the material existence. So how can we know what God is doing? From our point of view, we don't know anything. We don't even know who we are. So we're spiritual beings. God is the supreme spiritual being. He's controlling everything. And he has associates like us who aren't conditioned. So what he's doing with them, how can you judge? How do you know what he's doing? You're being in ignorance, first of all, find out who you are. Then you can figure out who God is. Find out that what you're not, that you're not this body. You can't understand that. All right, I understand that. All right, then understand you're in his control. And he's controlling everything with great intelligence. Unlimited intelligence. All right, so I'm under God's control. All right, so what is he doing? What is he trying to do? Bhagavad Gita. He's trying to get you to understand that you have a choice. Either you can serve his mission, which is help everyone get out of their bodily material conception of life and come back to their real spiritual conception out of devotion and love, that he's a supreme lovable person. He's the source of all beauty, all knowledge, all fame, all wealth, all renunciation. Everything that we see that we think is attractive comes from him. So he's all attractive. So you have a choice. Either you can become aware of him, give up your enviousness against him, or you can stay in the material concept of life, imagining yourself to be a material body. That's your choice. And if they don't want to accept that, then, you know, a person's asleep. It's very easy to wake them up, but if they're actually awake, but they're pretending to be asleep, it's impossible.
Thank you much.
Anything else? Thank you very much. Grandharaj Bhagavad Gita Ki Jai.